when they go home, they'd take 100 pounds of ice out there. Didn't have any ice delivered. Back in the my young days, you'd have to go to the ice house and haul you and get the ice and haul it. Now that was, wasn't no such thing as ice, so when I was really young, you just had to pump cold water around it and let it on it.
Did you have a little house, a little shed or something?
No, the old house is just big enough to keep all that in. Well, I imagine that they had a kind of a trough there where you pump the water in to catch it. And notarize papers for that, get them some driver's license.
You were telling me about how you kept milk cold out in the kitchen, or was
house? It didn't make so much difference about keeping it cold then. I don't reckon we milked. We would put the calf up, you know, and turn the cow out, and she'd come in. She could come to the calf once a day and let the calf nurse, and then get to strip the cow and get the cream, the rich milk. And me and my first cousin, I remember we used to milk as many as eight head of cattle every morning. And we didn't milk them but once a day. The cows had so far to go to a pasture that they wouldn't come home, but they'd come to the calf, you know.
Oh, I see.
You keep the calf up, they'd come to the calf.
When a cow was about ready to have a calf, what did you say, how did you say that in the old days? When a cow was about ready to have a calf, how would you say that in the old days?
Says she fixed to drop a calf, I reckon. We'd find out, we'd know about sometime we just had just words of cattle running open space all north of that bow between that Coldwater River up in there. Lost a lot of beef stealing.
Mm-hmm. you told me you used to fence the fields, right?
Fence the fields, that's right.
But, not the pastures.
Fence the fields for the cattle. It wasn't in the stock law, you know.
Uh-huh.
You just turn your cow out the gate, let her go. If the fellow didn't have his fence fields fixed up, it wasn't in the stock law. Uh-huh. Had to take care of their own fields. Well, it wasn't anything in it. It wasn't, way back there wasn't much land cleared up. It was just around that bow bank, all around the bow. Mm-hmm. On both sides of the bow. That good, high, rich, sandy land is about all it was. They wouldn't fool about going back in a buckshot. 10 days.
Do you remember when they used to? Remember how they used to clear the land? I think you were telling me about a log roll.
The log roll. That was. A lot of times they would do that. He could furnish the liquor and get his logs all piled. You see. They'd have picnics. You know, there wasn't nothing else to go to, and they'd. The young stout people would be glad to go, you know, and drink his whiskey and do that log rolling and pile the logs up.
I think you said that they used to cut the trees and then just leave the stumps, right?
Yes, they just leave the stump there and let the stump stay there. And I don't, in the new ground, the only way you could do it was plow with a mule, you know. You couldn't get a tractor in there. But later on, we would poison those trees. I knew how to make that poison. I learned how to mix the stuff and boil it and cut around the tree with an axe. Just cut around a tree with an axe this way, you know. I had a old nigger that could make just a trench all the way around. He could go around with a can with that spout on it like an old time coal oil can. And pour that poison all the way around that tree in May.